couple of follow-ups to stories we had talked about earlier. First of all, the woman in North Carolina who got bitten by a copperhead, it wound up costing her $900,000. Well, we have Casey Steve weighing in on the copperhead bite from the woman who it cost $900,000 for the antivenin. He used to be one of the lifeguards. He managed the lifeguards at our water park here at Wet n Wild. And he said part of the job was to walk the slides before the park opened. Every other morning, I always count on running into two or three copperheads. Mm. What are they wanting there? Are they trying to get
water? I don't know.
Yeah,
they usually live around water.
Do they?
A water source, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I had at my parents' house. There was a creek in the backyard.
But that water's chlorinated. They wouldn't want to be in that water.
Yeah.
I don't think they really know the difference.
I wouldn't. Well, I don't know.
I mean, when they get in there, I'm sure it's not good for them. But when they're a snake, they just think, oh, water.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, they found him. He said two or three in the middle of the whitewater ride at the back of the park. Maybe I bet the whitewater ride is not chlorinated. The whitewater would be
maybe,
something.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe they were just trying to sneak into the water park.
Well, with those prices,
maybe they wanted to go down the slide.
Yeah. Who can blame them at those prices?
Yeah. I'm just trying to go down the slide.
Come on, you know?
I'm not going to bite anybody.
Mm-hmm. I would radio to turn the water on to skim them out, and then they'd come out the bottom of the ride. One of our maintenance guys was crazy as hell. He loved it.
Well, you met a guy similarly crazy on your own property.
Yeah, the yard guys, the guy who's doing the pine needles, yeah. His nephew, he's like, can he keep him? I was like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He says he's going to name him Lester.
He put it,
I don't care.
He showed me a picture of him in a jar. I was like, okay, I don't
care. He carries a jar everywhere for his snakes.
No.
Okay.
I heard the water moccasin, there has been some dispute over this through the years, but I've heard the water moccasin is aggressive. So they will, like, come at you to bite you.
I believe that.
Whereas a copperhead does
cottonmouth, yeah.
The cottonmouth, yeah.
That's what people always argue back and forth on the name. Water moccasin and cottonmouth,
well,
same
it's
thing.
Same thing. So which is the better snake to be bitten by, a copperhead or a water moccasin?
None, because they're both venomous.
Well, yes, but is one more poison? I mean, cobra is more venomous than either one of them.
I always thought the water moccasin was worse.
Really?
That's what I've always believed.
Yeah.
I always thought the water moccasin, I thought what we kind of hit on earlier, the copperhead doesn't want anything to do with you, so leave it alone.
Yeah, but as far as bites go, the mamba and the cobra are the worst. So between copperhead and water moccasin,
I don't know
the answer.
Well,
to
clearly, I mean, we just heard somebody's story. She was bitten and she survived.
She did. Yeah, she got her ankle
and it sounds,
swelled up.
Sounds like according to her research, that's more common than we think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the moccasin is worse. I did have a guy who lived near me who got bitten. He told me this. In fact, we had just moved into the neighborhood, and he said, there's copperheads out here, which there are all over the place. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are copperheads everywhere. And he got bitten going out to he was grilling. He was going out to the grill, and he felt a pop in his calf. Looked down, there's a copperhead. So he went to the ER, and it never swelled up or anything. Dry bite. You know, it forgot to.
Hope for the dry bite.
Hope for the dry.
They're just trying to teach you to stay away.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't want to waste. The older ones know, don't waste your venom.
And that's the thing. If you're bitten by an adult copperhead, I think you're better off. They say that you don't want to be bitten by a baby.
It's younger ones because they don't control it as well. It, just like
they
humans.
Might just, pour
just like human men when we're young.
It's
we're
sex.
Just spraying it around.
I compared it to sex.
Yeah.
Listen, a 40-year-old, you're having sex.
Yeah, you know not to waste it.
Get into it. Don't waste it.
Are you going to run out?
No, you don't run out, but you wait. Yeah. You hold back.
When you're young, you don't spray it anywhere.
Good God, you're
you'll waste it on anyone.
I mean, you're 18. You know, it's just boom. And
you're told your body's always going to make more of this. So you're like, oh, yeah.
It always does.
Yeah.
It always has.
Yeah.
Except,
what they don't tell you is as you get older, it comes out a little sadder.
It does.
It just kind of ekes out.
It's just kind of like,
all that work for just
that. You're like, oh, man.
Man, when you're 18, you got it to spare.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I used to have to tell her to look out. Now, it's like, yeah.
Not anymore.
Now we're dribbling out.
Yeah. No, now you're like the end of the toilet, of the toothpaste tube.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
Give me a little bit more.
I need one more
is that it?
Toothbrush out of this. When you're young.
Hell yeah.
Bam. Mm. Yes.
You're redecorating the room.
That, I feel like I've gotten to know you guys so well
that's,
just now.
With copperheads, you can't control it when you're young. You know, when you're older, you can.
Yeah.
I watch Sex and the City. You know this.
He does. Do.
The update, Biggie and I watch that, is awful. But one of the characters are 60, And one of the guys had a dry orgasm. So he said, wow. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
She said, did you finish? And he goes, yeah. And she's like, well, what? And he goes, oh my God, I've just had a dry one.
He just faked it because he wanted to watch TV.
No, there's certain medications. I was on one at one point that will cause you to have that. And it's terrifying.
That's a real thing.
That's a real thing.
A medication does.
Nothing comes out. And you're like, well, because I'm like, well, where does it go? And it's like, well, your body just absorbs it.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first I'd heard of it.
I've never heard of that before either.
It's a dry climax.
It's real, and it's terrifying.
Let's get it sponsored.
All right.
I want CarMax. I want CarMax sponsoring it.
I don't think they're going to sponsor that. It's sweeping the nation. Everybody's going to be saying it. People talk about dry orgasms all the time.
Fact.
What does dry max mean exactly?
It's what your orgasm is.
Can you please leave this CarMax?
Absolutely.
I can't believe we even took this meeting.
Why did you come here?
That was the best idea you had.
Yeah. Clearly, I didn't.
How much would you like to spend?